Questions about Nancy Pelosi are back. Arguments against gerrymandering are back. And Ken Rudin is back on The Political Junkie.
Thanks, Mom. I'm Ken Rudin. Mitch McConnell's task of winning Senate votes on the GOP health care plan gets an extension.
Legislation of this complexity almost always takes longer than anybody else would hope. But we're going to press on. We think the status quo is unsustainable, and we're optimistic we're going to get to a result that's better than the status quo.
Plus, the Trump administration gets a victory of sorts with the ruling on the travel ban.
I'm not sure I would call it a clear victory. I think it was a compromise. But if it had gone the other way, it would have certainly been a clear defeat.
And the age-old political tactic of redistricting and gerrymandering may get its first tough look by the Supreme Court.
The case that's coming up to the court now is the latest opportunity for the court to weigh in detail on how much partisanship might be too much, how you know how much is too much, and who should tell how much is too much.
It's all coming up on The Political Junkie, which starts right now.
You like Ike, I like Ike, everybody likes Ike.
For president.
Add Ike to you, add Ike to me, I don't care how you quote it.
Come on and vote for Kennedy, vote for Kennedy, and we'll come out on top.
Vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, 'cause they're the ones to lead the USA.